The La Crosse-based utility company Dairyland Power Cooperative is exploring the idea of adding nuclear energy back to its power grid. They're working with a nuclear reactor company to see if it would be possible to install a new, smaller reactor in one of Dairyland's current sites as an additional source of energy. Still in the idea stage, but it's the first sign of interest in nuclear energy since the Wisconsin state legislature removed the effective ban on building new nuclear plants in 2016. Wisconsin currently has one nuclear power plant still in operation. We're learning more now about the proposal and how nuclear could fit into Wisconsin's energy future. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you heard about this particular nuclear reactor discussion in the La Crosse area? What questions do you have about it? Do you think nuclear energy should be a bigger part of the energy mix here in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Paul Wilson is the Granger Professor of Nuclear Engineering and the Chair of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Department of Engineering Physics. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Can you talk about this sort of new model nuclear power plant? What could it look like? How it would be different from the nuclear power plants of the past?
Sure. So this concept is being developed by a company called NuScale, and they're the first in line, really, to deploy these new, smaller reactors. This reactor here would be 10 or 20 times smaller than the large reactors we have up at Point Beach or other places around the country. About the same size, in fact, as the La Crosse boiling water reactor that Dairyland Power operated in the 70s and 80s. But I think more important than its size is the way that it's designed. It's much smaller in its physical size. And so it's designed so that it can be built in a factory and shipped to the site. And hopefully that will make things cheaper in the long run once we build many of these kinds of reactors. It also makes it a little easier to start up. You can buy one reactor that's small and start making some money once you're selling the electricity and use that revenue to help you build and maybe build five or six small reactors on your site.
Nuclear power used to be a little more common in Wisconsin. You just mentioned the Point Beach reactor, the only one still going now. What led to the decline of nuclear power here in the state?
So one of the challenges for some nuclear power plants around the country and in the Midwest was the low cost of natural gas. So in the early 2000s, we in the nuclear energy community were really interested in looking forward to expansion of nuclear energy. There were about 30 new power plants proposed. And then between the recession and fracking of natural gas, it completely changed the energy market. And electricity became much cheaper, and it really had an impact on a number of nuclear power plants around the country. And so Kewaunee Nuclear Power Plant was closed down in 2013, largely because they could not secure another long-term power purchase agreement with the local utility.
People have concerns about the safety of nuclear power. What do you say to them to alleviate their concerns, especially with this newer idea of how to build a plant?
So these new designs are working in a lot of new safety concepts. This particular design from NuScale is bringing a lot more of the components of the reactor inside the reactor, so there's less parts that could fail outside the reactor. That has a bunch of, you know, without going into the technical details, that has a number of benefits. But another thing that just makes it a different story to some degree is that it's smaller. And the fact that it's smaller means that the risk from any given reactor is smaller. And NuScale has been able to work with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to get to the point where they're not going to need an emergency planning zone. And so they'll be able to design this reactor with no expectation of a large release of radiation.
Talking to Paul Wilson, chair of the UW-Madison Department of Engineering Physics, professor of nuclear engineering there, looking at the idea of allowing new nuclear power construction in Wisconsin, a plan, an idea in the works, possibly for the La Crosse area, still in the study stage. You can join in with your thoughts on that. Your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Paul, a concern for many years now has been what to do with nuclear waste. That I said there was an effective ban on new nuclear power plant construction. That was a requirement that there had to be a federally approved waste disposal site. That never happened. It doesn't seem like it's happening now. This is a long-term argument. The state ended that moratorium. But what about that nuclear waste? Where does it go?
All right, so used nuclear fuel that comes out of reactors today is staying at the sites where it was used. So at Kewaunee, at La Crosse still, at Point Beach, fuel comes out of the reactors. It stays in pools to keep it cool for 5 or 10 years, and then it can be moved to above ground storage. That above ground storage is simple and robust and easy to maintain. Certainly we don't want it there forever, but there's not a lot of technical urgency to move it from where it's sitting right now. It's like I say, it's a pretty easy to maintain and store it there. And so that we can explore the right solution in the long term. We know that we will need to build a deep geologic disposal facility. We'll need to put it underground at some point. The Yucca Mountain site in Nevada seems unlikely to ever come to fruition, even though it has a lot of technical merit. But you know, it seems that for a lot of reasons that may never happen. And so we've restarted a new process within the U.S. Framework called a consent-based siting process, where we're aiming to learn how to work with communities so that we can find communities to be willing to host a facility like this, and then we'll store the used nuclear fuel underground.
Now, there's a big concern with climate change, of course, an effort to get away from fossil fuels, the oil, coal, and natural gas, a big effort to boost solar and wind energy. Where do you see nuclear fitting into that picture?
Well, I think they all fit together pretty nicely. When Kewaunee shut down in 2013, it's plain on the record that the emissions of CO2 and climate and greenhouse gases in Wisconsin went up. So whatever aspirations and hopes we had that we would replace the Kewaunee nuclear power plant with renewable energy never came to pass. And so instead, we burn more gas and we burn more coal. And so it's critical to keep the existing reactors open and continuing to operate, because that's been the pattern everywhere in the country and everywhere around the world. We certainly need to be adding more solar and wind, right? Wisconsin has a good climate for wind in some places. It's never going to be a great place for solar, but it certainly is somewhere we should be expanding it. The new O'Brien Fields that UW campus is part of is a great example. And so I think we need to expand solar, we need to expand wind. But there's a growing body of evidence that shows that if we try and rely only on solar and wind, perhaps we can get there, but it's just going to be a really big lift. It's going to be an expensive system. It's just not going to be the best system. We need to pair the solar and the wind and the batteries with other technologies to get the best possible electricity system.
We're talking to UW-Madison nuclear engineering professor Paul Wilson about nuclear energy in Wisconsin. There's a proposal in the early stages looking at the idea of building a smaller nuclear plant in the La Crosse area. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea? What questions do you have for our guest? Do you want to see nuclear play a bigger role in Wisconsin's energy mix or not? And why or why not? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up the conversation now with Paul Wilson, chair of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Department of Engineering Physics and the Granger Professor of Nuclear Engineering, with us today looking at a proposal for nuclear energy in La Crosse and what it could mean for energy in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions. You can also post your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to your calls now. Mark is with us in Jefferson. Mark, hi.
Hi. My main concern with nuclear power is the long-term waste, which I understand can be radioactive for thousands of years and just puts a burden on our future generations. And it's an issue we haven't been able to solve for the last 50 years, so who knows if we'll be able to come up with long-term storage in the next 50 or 100 or 1,000 years.
Mark, thanks for that call. We touched on that a little earlier, Paul. You were more optimistic that we can come up with a solution?
Yeah, I'm fairly optimistic that there's a solution out there. We know how to store it underground. We've designed a repository at Yucca Mountain. We've submitted a license application for that repository. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has reviewed it. We've collected funds from ratepayers and to pay for it. So we've done everything short of issue the license and start operating that facility. So I'm confident that we can do it. In Finland, they've begun operating a repository underground. Sweden is constructing theirs right now. So I'm confident that it's possible to do that. Now, the other thing that we get by not rushing to it, though, is there are a lot of technical solutions that the nuclear energy community has explored to reprocess and recycle that waste. And while that may not be happening in 5 years or 10 years, there may be a lot of motivation to do that in the future. And so having a little more time to figure out really what the best choice is, knowing that a deep geologic repository is viable, gives us kind of a backstop, but opportunity to explore better options in the interim.
Thanks for the call, Mark. We'll go next to Jerry in Rice Lake. Jerry, hi.
Hi. Say, I just had a question about the NuScale. I think the company was NuScale that you mentioned. I see they signed a development agreement of some sort with Dairyland Power. That's a company that burns a lot of coal. And just wondering, is this, how unique is this design? Is this the only company with a small nuclear reactor, or are there companies, other companies in the U.S. or, I don't know, I guess across the globe that are exploring or doing the same design? Just wondered if the professor could give some insight on that.
Jerry, thanks for the call. Paul, are there other players out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are 40 or 50 different private companies that have emerged in the last decade, all pursuing different advanced reactor designs of different sizes. In the last 5 years, I think the most exciting thing is companies looking at microreactors, maybe even smaller than this NuScale design. But within the scope of this NuScale design, there's 10 or 15 companies that are looking at similar sized reactors. But what we see in the last, in this last period is a flourishing of companies looking at new ideas, old ideas, things that maybe work better today than they tried in the past, and coming up with reactors at a lot of different scales, and allows nuclear energy to participate in our energy system in a way that it really hasn't in the past.
Thanks for that call. Jerry mentioned Dairyland relies a lot on coal. Wisconsin has historically been a coal-heavy state when it comes to electricity production. Do you see this as a road out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to get rid of coal, we're going to have to switch to something else. In the near term, we're going to want something reliable. As we build up more wind and solar, again, I think that's a great idea, but we're going to want to match it with energy that we can rely on being there when we need it. And nuclear is a great choice. Without this, what's going to happen if we move away from coal is we're going to be burning more gas. From a climate change perspective, that's half of a win, but it's not a whole win. And so we're going to want to look at other technologies like nuclear, wind, and solar as the recipe to get us all the way there and reduce our carbon footprint.
Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Steve in Lake Mills. Steve, hello.
Hello. Northern Wisconsin has geologic deposits in northern Wisconsin that are superb for the storage of deep nuclear waste. We could store it in northern Wisconsin. Is there anybody talking about that? And seems to me as though it would be a boon for our economy. We could make millions of dollars in that process. Thank you.
Steve, thanks for the call. Paul, anybody talking about northern Wisconsin as a possible nuclear waste repository?
40 years ago, there was some discussion about that. As the country narrowed down the sites of interest in the federal program to do this, it sort of fell off the map. I don't know if there's an active community up there looking to this, but it is something that's possible. And again, I'll mention this consent-based siting program is a program that is looking to engage with communities in a really meaningful way. Help them understand whether it's an interesting option for them. You know, I expect that many of the communities that engage in consent-based siting may, after they learn more, decide they're not interested, but there may be communities who decide that they are. It could bring some financial benefit. There's sort of interesting new ideas being considered about how to do that engagement and how to understand what is it a community is going to get beyond finances benefit, right? I think there's a long history of kind of paying communities to take these kinds of hazards on. And I think the consent-based siting process and some of the partners I'm working with are looking at how do we actually combine this in ways with things that communities actually want, and not just paying them off, but actually allowing them to have economic development, allowing them to have resurgence in other parts of their economy in conjunction with this kind of opportunity.
Thanks for that call. Mike joins us now in Wausau. Mike, hello.
Hi. I was curious. Years ago, there was a new technology for reactors called a pebble reactor, where the fuel is coated in ceramic balls, and then if something happens, that all the pebbles kind of fall out into holding areas and separate, so the reaction stops.
Mike, thanks for the call. I think the phrase pebble bed reactor sticks in my head, Paul. Has that become a thing?
Yeah, no, that's still under pretty active development. In fact, we have a, like I mentioned, there's a lot of these companies pursuing different things. One of those companies is somebody called X Energy. They have won a big federal grant to build a demonstration plant in Eastern Washington. And so they're working towards building a plant that I think will be two or three times bigger than one of these new scale reactors. But they're relying on these pebbles, just as the caller said, very tiny little, specks of the uranium fuel that then get compressed into a ball of graphite, same size as a billiard ball. And then hundreds of thousands of those fill the reactor and move through the reactor over time to create the reaction.
Thanks for that call. Paul, in just our last minute or so, I know this plant in the La Crosse area is in the very early stages. What, assuming all approvals went through and things like that, what would be the timeline to go from now to a functioning nuclear power plant?
Well, so I mean, it's more than just approvals, right? Mm-hmm. I think Daryl and Power needs to consider this and decide they want to go ahead. And we can't estimate how long that's going to be because they're going to have business considerations and so on. I think from the moment they decided they wanted to go forward, it would still be a number of years till we had a reactor in place. NuScale is planning to build the first of their reactors in Eastern Idaho near Idaho National Lab to be owned by a consortium of cooperatives over in Utah and Idaho called UAMPS. They will be the owners of this reactor and it will be operated perhaps by Xcel Energies from based in Minnesota. And so we'll see these and the plan is for them to be in operation in a few years. And so those would be the first of the kind. And then if Daryl and Power were to go ahead, they would be able to follow on the footsteps of that and fairly quickly, I think. But that's the other thing, is that the idea is to build these reactors fairly quickly in a controlled factory environment rather than on-site as large infrastructure projects, which, like any large infrastructure projects, are always plagued by delays.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Glad to talk to you.
That's Paul Wilson, nuclear engineering professor at UW-Madison, with us for a look at nuclear energy in Wisconsin, the possibility of new, smaller reactors, including an idea for one near La Crosse.